Good day, everybody. Good day. It is Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. How are you? Hope you had a great three-day weekend or a four-day weekend if you managed to get one. And if you had to work, well, it was a good weekend, I hope. So listen, here we go. Going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle. Stick to your convictions. Stick to your convictions, to your beliefs, what you believe in. And it's simple. But in this day and age, there are people that are ready just to appease, ready just to give up, ready just to say, oh, you know what, it's not worth it. That's fine. And you have to pick and choose those moments. But there's going to be times when you have no choice but to stick to your convictions. If this is what you truly believe in, then you can't say, oh, it's fine, or we'll let it go for now. You actually have to stick to your convictions. You have to believe in what you're doing. You have to believe in what you're saying, because the moment you give up that, it's the moment they got you. It's the moment you're willing to give up for anything just so you don't stir the pot, so you don't make waves. Folks, change doesn't happen in still waters. Think about that. Change does not happen in still waters. Change happens in a storm. Change happens when the tide is high, when it's overflowing over the embankment and it's going to spill onto the roadways. Then you're going to test everything at that moment. And not to use the analogy of what just recently happened in Houston and in Southeast Texas and in Louisiana, but there's no better example than right now. Did it work? Did it fail? Did those reservoirs that were going to hold back the water and protect flooding, did they work? Well, they worked long enough until they got flooded themselves, and then what happened? But that's when you know. You built it, you believe in it, you've made it, and it worked. But when it just became too much, then obviously it failed, but it failed because it was just too much. And that's the way life is. You cannot just say, oh, well, you know what, let's just open the floodgates and, you know, forget the rest. No, you can't do that. You have to stick to your convictions, because that, my friends, is the only way you're going to make change happen in yourself. And when you change yourself, you can change the world. And speaking of changing the world, make today better than yesterday.